Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Vav. We just got up to Agutavok. We just got up to the first line after Yofa Asitam Shesacharta. So the situation had been, if you recall, the question was whether they were able to be socher in the middle of Shabbos from the owner that came back a goy who came back in the pundik on Shabbos. So they wanted to be socher from him. Not that that would help the eruv that they had made before Shabbos, but at least this way they could be mevatel the reshus if necessary and carry out for the one to whom they were mevatel would be able to carry out. And they decided, okay, they're going to do it. And then they asked Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said it was a good thing that you did. And that's the last thing we have. In other words, there's certainly no problem as far as the issue of Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos. This does point out, which does not be the central issue over here. But there's no problem Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos because it's not really, it's like more like a matana. It's not really sechirut. It's only a formality to be matan tiltum. We already said it doesn't follow the normal dinim of Mekach u'Memkar. Therefore, that wasn't the problem. So that we're viewing socher k'mevatel reshus, and we're not viewing socher as an actual ma'arik. Tohu be'naradoi. Mion, Rabbi Yochanan, Ochi did Rabbi Yochanan, and say it was good that you did that, which would mean that a socher is the equivalent of a mevatel reshus and can be done afilu b'shabbat. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan himself say, v'om Rabbi Yochanan, socher k'ma'arev dami? And if a socher is k'ma'arev, it has the same dinim as making an eruv, so just like my love, I mean, you must have meant, mam arev mi ba'od yom, mav socher mi ba'od yom. The same way you only make an eruv Friday, you can't make an eruv during Shabbos. So too, you cannot be socher from the goy on Shabbos, on the middle of Shabbos, which is the case over here. Look. All he meant was lakula, actually. He meant three separate kulas. He meant just like you can make an eruv with pachas mishava pruta, so too can you achieve a schirut from an akub with pachas mishava pruta. That's kula number one. Kula number two, just like a ma'areva fil sechirov elekito, when it comes to an eruv, if you have an itinerant worker, or a permanent worker, that's living and dorming by the goy, who's Jewish, so we allowed him to go ahead and be metzaref, the goy, for the eruv, because he's a Jew. So too, in an opposite case, where Sechirov Alekito is a goy, you can be socher from the Sechirov Alekito, even not from the Balabayit. So the extended bit of Sechirov Alekito, the Kula, Lagabe Sechirut as well. That's the second Kula that he was comparing Sechirut to Eruv. And the third one was Ma Ma'arev, Chamishim Shishrim Bechatzer Achat, Echad Ma'arev Ayedei Kulam. Then in a case where you have two chatzerot with a door between them, one person and one chatzer can go ahead and bring an eruv to the other chatzer, be meilechit now to them on behalf of the rest of them, and that's a kosher eruv. So too over here when we have chamisha, let's say that are together, chamisha shirim b'chatzer achat, and there's a goy, you don't need for every individual to be socher from the goy. One could be socher for kulam, ayde kulam, and that becomes now a chotzer ro'ui for an eruv, and they go ahead and be married. So, okay, these were the Nahar Goy's problems from Rabbi Yochanan, and we answered them. But even after this, Toyba Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar was also sniffing at this. Toyba means to sniff, it didn't seem right to him. So Amr Rabbi Zera, what more is not right? I understand, what's the problem over here? My Tehiyah, the Rebbe Eliezer, why is he Choshesh? You often see that look on people's faces, the Toyba looks. That doesn't sit right with me, so I have a question. It's an irritating look. What's bothering him, the Chlavo? Said Reb Sheshes, "Gavra Rabbik Reb Zera LeYoda Ma'itiyah to Reb Elazar." I understand you don't understand immediately. It's so obvious. What's bothering Rabbi Elazar? Reb Elazar is a Talmud of Shmuel, and to be matir the schirut in this case makes no sense according to Shmuel. Why? The Amra Shmuel Kol Makom. Shmuel had a klal that goes like this: Kol Makom She'osrinu Me'arvin. Wherever you have a case in which people aser on each other and are able to make an eruv to deal with their iser on each other and did not make such an eruv, in that case mevatlin, then you can be mevat. But in any other case, such as ma'arvin ve'in osrin, in a case where you could make an eruv, it's an optional eruv if you want to, but there's no iser if you don't make the eruv. So over there, if you didn't make an eruv, you can't be mevatel to get the same results as the eruv. Because we're going to go through the cases. We can only be metakein, the din of bitul, where you need it. No, you don't need it. Or, in a case where you have osrin, but ain't ma'arvi. We have osrin, but no option in there. Doesn't help to be mevatli. Let me explain. Kol makom she'osrin u'ma'arvi mevatlin. I mean, obviously, we're not talking about the ikud in a bit. We're talking about where there's a complication. Where you have, for instance, shtei chatzerot, zulef nimitzon. So you can do bitul. Where you have two chatzerot, the inner chatzer only has passageway to Rishut HaRabim derech the outer chatzer. So over there, you're asering, if you don't, because your regel asers on the chitzanah. And you have the option of being ma'ariv. If you weren't ma'ariv, so then you could be mevater, your Rishut, so you'll be mevater, your rights of easement in the chatzer chitzonah. And now the chatzer chitzonah that has an eruv on its own, even though the Pnimit doesn't have an Erev on its own, and therefore, even if you're like a Rabbanan or arguing Rabbi Akiva, this is a case of Regel HaAsura B'Mekoma, which certainly is Oseret Shelo B'Mekoma. According to Rabbi Akiva, even if the Pnimit had had an Erev on their own, and it would be Regel HaMuteret B'Mekoma, it still would have Asur B'Chitzonah, because it passes through the Chitzonah, and doesn't have an Erev with them. But over here, they didn't have an Erev on their own. So now the Chitzonah made an Erev are devastated. They can't carry in their Chotzer because the people from the Pnimit are walking through and they didn't make an Erev. So in that case, says Shmuel, where you Aser, and you had an option to make an Erev before Shabbat, and you didn't, so you can be Mavato, Rishus. You tell them, okay, fine, we're not going to use the rights to our easement on Shabbat. You guys can now carry in your Chotzer. Okay, that's example number one. What's example of case number two where you're Ma'arvin as an option? But ain't no sin if you're not Ma'arvin. Then in such a case, at Shmuel, you cannot use Bittul if you didn't make an Erev. That would be a case where you have two separate Chatzerot, each one which has a door to Rishut HaRabim directly, plus there's a door between the two separate Chatzerot, to Petach Echa B'neihem. So over there, they have an option to be Ma'arv if they want. In this case, they weren't. All of a sudden, in the middle of Shabbos, they realize somebody wants to carry in some Cholent into the other Chatzer. They figure they can be Mavato. They'll be Mavato, the Rishut. No, there's no Bittul in such a case. You cannot be Mavato unless there was an isser that is caused by non-option. It's usser, and there's no, and now I didn't do the erev tikkun that is over here. They don't answer on it. What's the third case? The third case was where osrin ve'in ma'arvi. So then they can't be mavata. You tell me a case where people usser, there was just one or the other, but don't have an option of an erev. I'll tell you. There's only one case where two Yisraelim are darvas and akum. So over there, the two Yisraelim usser one or the other, and once they usser one or the other, they can't make an erev because of the presence of the goy. Now, certainly that's not talking about a case where the goy is there from Erev Shabbos, because Ili Atam Etmo, why would Shmuel characterize this as a case where there's no option for an Erev? Go ahead and rent the Rishus so the goy becomes a normal case. Therefore, the case Bedavka, that Shmuel was going out of his way to say, you cannot do and use Bittul, is our case, where you went ahead and you were socher from the goy in midday. Fine, go ahead and be so careful. What good is it going to do? You can't make an Erev in the middle of Shabbos. Your old Erev was Batel. What are you going to do now, Bittul? No, you could only have a Bittul in a case where you had an option of an Erev. But here you never had an option of an Erev with the guy present. And therefore, it won't do you any good to go ahead and be Sercher. So therefore, he didn't understand. Rabbi Elazar was sitting there and wondering what they were. That's the toy. What, they're sitting in there. They're going to, so what good is it going to do them? They'll do this Chirut. They can't use Bittul anyway. El alav yata b'shabbat. The case has got to be that the guy came on Shabbos. The katani osrin vein marv in mevatli. Here he's saying there's no option. You can't be mevatli. Shma mina. So indeed we have a machlokas over here. According to Shmuel, you don't have the option of bittul over here to be soaked in midday. Omer of Yosef. Okay, well, I don't know which that. Omer of Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says, you know, it's funny, I don't remember Shmuel ever saying that when you have Shtei Chatzerot, Zulef Nimizu, that you can be Mevatel from the whole Chatzer's rights to Drisus Regel, that you can be Mevatel in the outer Chatzer. Omer Le'Abaya, what do you mean you don't remember? Atam Rav Nialon, you taught it to us, let me remind you. You didn't say it in this way. Maybe that's why you forgot. Said it a different way. Ah, Amrit Nialon, the way you said it was, the Omer Shmuel ain't bitul rishus b'chotzer l'chotzer, v'ain bitul rishus b'churva. Case is that Shmuel said that if you have two chatzerot, one next to the other, each of which has their own entrance to Rishut HaRabim, and they have a door between them. So Shmuel says if they didn't make an Erev, they can't be Mevata Rishut. Furthermore, if instead of being directly connected to each other, they have a Churva between the two of them, and both of them have rights to the use of that Churva, and they didn't make an Erev, so then they can't carry in the Churva. Because they can't be Mevata Rishut and say, okay, so one of us should have, no, I can't do that either. So you explained on that minor of Shmuel exactly what we just said over in the name of Shmuel. And you said, V'amat la'alan, when did Shmuel say, Ein bitur rishus b'chotzer l'chotzer? Because Ein bitur rishus b'chotzer l'chotzer could mean a chotzer apnimit and a chotzer chitzonah, Ein bitur rishus b'chotzer l'chotzer. If they didn't make an error, then the drisas regal of the pnimit, which is regal asura b'mekrema, is a sarah shalai b'mekrema, and they don't have an option of bitur. You came along and said, no, don't make that mistake. Where did Shmuel say that Ein bitur rishus b'chotzer l'chotzer? Lo amen el shtei chatzirot u'petach ha'kabeneya. Only in a case where there were two chatzirot next to each other with a door between them, or over there they don't answer on each other, and therefore if you don't make an Erev, you can't make a bitur. It's exactly what we just said. But in a case where Zulif Nimizu, where they do answer on each other, so we talk sha'osrim zalze, they're also going to, and also have an option of an Erev, therefore they're mevatim zalze, where they didn't make an Erev. Haha. So it ended up that you said exactly the same thing. The Rebbe Elazar just quoted from Shmuel. Exactly the same thing. Or Marley. Normally Rabbi Yosef is happy when he hears over what he said. In this case, he said, I don't believe it. That's what I said, Mishmei Shmuel. How could I have said that? Ana mina Mishmei Shmuel hachi? Because there's one thing I remember that Shmuel, I do remember that Shmuel said. It sounds like it's the opposite of this. V'yomar Shmuel ein lanu be'erubina l'kalashon mishnatenu. Shmuel, I remember, said that in Erevin, where we use Lashon Yachid, it means only Lashon Yachid. Where we use Lashon Rabin, we only use mean Lashon Rabin. And you have to be medactic in the Mishnah, whether it's talking about Yachid or Rabin. So I imagine it, the case that describes the din of Bittul says, Anshei Chotzer, doesn't say Anshei Chotzer, just Anshei Chotzer, Sheshachach Hechad Miyam, Velo Ire. Mashra, only Anshei Chotzer. And Anshei Chatzirot. So in other words, if you have two Chatzirot and one Chatzir wants to be Mevata, the other Chatzir that you can't do. You can only be Mevata one person, and Anshei Chatzir, Shachar Echmiyam. So then, you can be Mevata Rishus Zelaz. To Mashmah that Shmuel Bechlal doesn't hold the Bittul by Chatzir. How could I have said that Shmuel? You're kidding. The Shmuel said only if the Chatzir is next to each other, then they can't be Mevata, but they're inside the can. How is that possible? Says Abaya, well, fortunately, I remember when you taught us that also, and I'll tell you how you taught it to us. You remember how you taught it to us, you'll remember that it's not a question. When you taught us this mimer of Shmuel, that ain't on the Beirut and Elik Lashon Mishnatenu, you said it in the context of Aharon Ritlan. You said it on the following Mishnah that says, Hamavui lechatzerot kechatzer levatim. So you said when it says Hamavui lechatzerot, that means lechatzerot, not lechatzer. And if you don't have two chatzerot and so on, then it doesn't apply. You need two chatzerot opening into the mouth. Okay, now let's go back and talk about the two cases that we just quoted of Shmuel. Two chatzerot that open one into the other with a door, or two chatzerot that open into a churva in the middle. And in both of those cases, Shmuel said you can't use bittul if you didn't make an Erev. It's basically the same case, isn't it? Well, what's really the nafka mina? If Shmuel tells me if you didn't need to make the Erev between the door, then you can't make bittul. Okay, so if you heard, instead of a door directly, there was a churva in the middle. So same thing. You can't make bittul. Why do we need those two mamarets? Yesh bittul. Shmuel says, Ein bittul rishus b'chotzer l'chotzer, Ein bittul rishus b'churva. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yesh bittul rishus b'chotzer l'chotzer, Yesh bittul rishus b'churva. V'tzrich. We need both of the cases, the churva case and the door in the middle case. Why? Because the Ashminu Mechotzer L'Chotzer, suppose I would only have the case of a door in the middle of a Chotzer, I was okay. You know why Shmuel said over there you can't do Mevato? Why should you be Mevato? Each Chotzer is a separate unit, has all of its Tashmish in the Chotzer. Hot Tashmish Te L'Chud, why would the Rabbanim be Metakein a bit of Bito? Well, they don't need it, it's unneeded. You want to be together, so make an Erev. There's no emergency over that you need to make a bitul. Your tashmish is complete. But a churva is a different issue. A churva, they both have rights to the churva. Lamaisa, they could use the churva, now they can't use the churva. So over there, because they're both going to use it, so it becomes not too rishus. They need an Erev. So churva, the tashmish, the chodol, the tarvayo, and the mother, the Rabbi Yochanan. So maybe in that case, he would be motivated to Rabbi Yochanan. So Lamaisa, if you didn't make an Erev, so go ahead and make a bitul. V'chiyitmar b'har. Let's say I would have only had the case of Kurva. You're right. Shmuel's chiddush I would know, but maybe Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, but the only reason Rabbi Yochanan said ba'avachom Rabbi Yochanan ba'avachom ma'adi like Shmuel. Maybe in a case where you don't have the Kurva, you don't have mixed usage, you have separate chatzeres, each one with a separate daughter shet rabbim. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan over there would also agree that if you didn't make an erev, so why should we be attacking bittul? Therefore, I need to have both cases. Trich. Omer Abaye, Adi Amar Shmuel ain't bittul reshus b'chotzer l'chotzer. Let me clarify also. When Shmuel said, ein bit rishus b'chotzer l'chotzer, he was only referring to a case of shtei chatzerot with a petach b'neihem, exactly as we just explained it. Avo shtei chatzerot zu lifnei mizu, mitoch she'osrim mevatrim. Since that's the case that fits into Shmuel's tripartite dictum earlier, which if you have an asrim zalza, and you have an option of erev zalza, then you can use bitl if you didn't make an erev. So a chotzer, lifnei mechotzer, satisfies those requirements. The pnimi is atos on the chitzen, because it's regular surbim mekema. They have an option of making an erev. If they didn't make an erev, they can be mevato. They're reshus to the chitzen, huh? And in doing so, being mevatel to the chitzena now becomes mut. Rava Amar? Rava says, now Rava is expanding on the case. Because Lamaisa, the way we said it before, the only case of bitul that he was referring to between two chatzeros would be the bitul of the pnimit to the chitzona, correct? There would be no way for the chitzona to ever be nageya bitul for the pnimit. This is not nageya. I mean, the pnimit is misha mishla atzmo. Rabbi Yaakov, are you with me in this? You seem to be a little bit, your head is in fire as well. You mean you were away from Erev for a while? Tough myself. You can look at me. If you look at me, sometimes I can drill into your eye. I see you've been avoiding a direct look. I'm getting very nervous. Don't worry, I won't look at the cuts up. I will respect your privacy. So in this case, the only bittul that shayach is the pnimi asers the chitzon because it's walking through to get the chitzon. The Shmuel says it can be mevatel. It means the pnimi can say, okay, you know what, guys, we're mevatel our rights to your chutzer. You go ahead. You've got an erev. You go ahead and use your erev.
We won't
bother you. And if we do, we'll ask your permission to be a guest, but we don't maintain our rights to Yechav. But the thing is that he said, Shtei Chatzerot, Michotzer Lachotzer. Michotzer is much more both directions. Could there be a case that there would be a way for the Chitzon to be Nergea, being Mevato Rishus to the Pnimi? So Rava comes to establish that there is such a thing. However, it's a much more complicated case, because the simple cases that we had until now was that didn't make an Erev, and they need to use bittul, right? But remember that the classic case of bittul is where they did make an erev, but someone was left out of the erev. So there was a question: he can be mevatel rishus to them, they can be mevatel rishus to them, and so on. If we take that additional complication, then we come up with two differences. Each of one has two options. Okay? Because if we're making an Erev, in the case where you have a Pnimis and a Chitzona, there's two ways to make that Erev. Actually, it's more than two ways. But the two classic ways would be, for the Erev that Chotzer A, let's say the Chotzer A is the Pnimit, Chotzer A makes an Erev. They want also to be able to carry in Chotzer B, the Chitzona. They take their Erev and they put it in Chotzer B. They put it in the Chitzona. That way they become the same as the Chotzer Chitzena. They're all one big happy family, and now A and B can carry together. Also, we could have had the Chitzona doing the same thing to the Pnimit, and also they would become one big happy family, right?
They would put their Erev
in the Pnimit. The Pnimit would remain in the Pnimit. That way they all have their Erev, but they have to have their Erev in one place, either in the Pnimit or the Chitzena. Fine. Now, so those are two possibilities. There's another two possible variations on the case. It's amazing. Somebody's got it out for your Gemara.
No. I took mine home. I didn't get a chance to get home to get the thing. I was hoping it would be somebody else's.
Oh, there must be. There were just five people here in the earlier Daf Yomi. Seven people, actually, in the earlier Daf Yomi.
Sorry about the delay. There was very simply, there was an accident on the
arbitration
Minarot, and it took half an hour to
get to go all the way around?
All, what?
Oh, no, you waited. You didn't go through around.
I didn't go around. Some people were turning around. I figured,
by the time you turn around.
Just out of curiosity, which is going to make it, cut number one or cut number two?
Cut number two is faster.
Yeah.
Okay. So, So now we have those two possibilities. Each of those two possibilities has two variations. Someone could have forgotten to join the Erev in the Pnimiyit, and someone could have forgotten to join the Erev in the Chitzonah, correct? Now let's examine, now that the possible variations, there are four. Let's examine those four variations, right? Two possible places to put your Erev, two possible individuals who forgot to join the Erev. All right. So now we have four permutations. Says Rava, it depends. Let me tell you something, says Rava. It is possible to find a case, but you should know that a filer shtei chatzarot zulefnei mizu in cases where an Erev was made, pa'amim mevatlin or pa'amim ein mevatlin. Sometimes it would be possible to be mevatel, and sometimes it wouldn't be. So let me explain to you. Kesa. Natnu eruvan bechitzona. Okay, let's take option number one. All of the Erev, both the Pnimit and the Chitzonah, were put in the Chitzonah. Okay. Now, option number 1A, Shachach Echad Mina Pnimit to join. Option number 1B, Shachach Echad Mina Chitzonah and didn't join. Okay. In this case, there's nothing to do. There's no bitul. Shteyem Asarot, and I'll explain to you in a moment why, says Rava, but first let me just give you the rule. In this case, bitul won't work. Shteyem Asarot. In option B, where both of the Chatzerot put their Erev in the Pnimit, and again, option B1. One of the Pnimit forgot to join that Erev. Nothing to do. Bitul won't work. But option B2, then it worked. If the Chitzonah, one of the Chitzonah, Shachach, Echad min HaChitzonah v'lo Erev, then the Pnimit is Muteret if he's Mevatel, is for sure. And the Chitzonah remains awesome. So there is a way to learn the case of Michatzer l'Chatzer, referring to the Chitzonah to the Pnimit, and not the Pnimit only to the Chitzonah. Now let me explain my logic, okay? Let's start from the beginning. Here I'm going to explain. We start off with the case of Natnu Eruvan b'Chitzonah. Now I claimed that whether one of the Pnimit or one of the Chitzonah forgot to join the Erev, there's nothing to do about it. Now let me explain to you why I say. Hi Bar Pnimit. Okay, let's take the guy who lives in the inner Chatzer. He didn't join the Erev. So you're saying, why can't he be Mevatel Rishus? Let him be Mevatel Rishus, and now we'll all be able to carry again as one big happy family. Okay. Who's he going to be Mevatel Rishus? Should he be Mevatel Rishus to the people in his Chatzer? What good is that? They don't even have an Erev in that Chatzer. The Chatzer is located in the Chatzer HaChitzonah. So it won't help him to be Mevatel Rishus and then say, oh, okay, now this Chatzer has its own Erev that they can carry. They can't carry. Should he now turn around and say, okay, fine, so I'll be Mevatel my rights to the people in the Chitzonah? Not to. And that way it'll be okay. No, there is no way to be Mevatel Rishus of an individual who lives in Chatzer A to people in Chatzer B, where he doesn't live. You can't be Mevatel Rishus from one Chatzer to a Chatzer, okay? So the Pnimit is not going to be able to use Bit. Now, the Chitzonah. Why can't the Chitzonah? Oh, well, let's think about it. I bar Chitzonah. Laman Yiftosher. To whom should he be Mevatel Rishus? Should he be Mevatel to the Bnei HaChitzonah? What good is that going to do? The people in the Chatzer HaPnimit are already going to be ossering on them, and there's no way to avoid them. Because now the Pnimit becomes Regala Asura Bimekoma, and Regala Asura Bimekoma certainly will answer Shalom Bimekoma. The Erev that they made is not a good Erev, because this guy wasn't important that Erev. Okay, so it's going to answer on them. Should he now, the Chatzar, the Chitzonah, should he be Mevato to the people living in the Pnimit? It won't help, because Ein Bito Rishus Michatzar LaChatzar. There's no way that you can be Mevato. You're Rishus living in a Chitzonah. Two, the Pnimit, and therefore you're stuck over here. Now, the problem over here is, why can't the people in the earlier case, the Potsar Pnimit, all be Mevatel the Rishus to the one person who didn't join? Then that person is allowed to carry in the Pnimit, right? Because they're all his guests. But then he becomes Regal HaMuteret B'Mekoma. Regal HaMuteret B'Mekoma won't answer the Chitzonah. Rabbi was saying there's no way to use Bittul to fix this situation, but there is. If all of us, let's say there's three people in the Chitzonah, so the two people who made the Erev could say to the third person who didn't make an Erev, you know what? We're canceling our Rishus to you. So now you can carry, we can't carry. Okay. If I, the only one that's left, can carry, so now I don't ask to the people in the outside Chatzar, unless you hold like Rabbi Akiva, but why would we pass like Rabbi Akiva against the Rabbanan? I become a regular Tzmuteret B'Mekoma, and I can now not Asa, but Kitzona. Now everybody should be happy. The Pnimit carries, the Kitzona carries. Vakor Sharir V'Kayam. The only guys who can't carry, the two guys who are Mavata Rishus, right? Says Rashi, no, not right. Because despite the fact that they were Mavata Rishus to me, they still have their rights to carry through the Chatzar Kitzona. And therefore, they are Regal, that is Asura B'Mekoma, because they can't carry in the Chatzar Pnimit. But they're still going to Aser the Chatzar Kitzona. And therefore, there's no way to allow the Kitzona to carry. So now, what are you going to say? That, what about the Erev? There was an Erev. Yeah, but this Erev doesn't work, because the Erev that was made together with the Chitzona is now violated by the other people who had to be Mivato, their Rishus, to this guy who was never part of the Erev. So that means the Erev isn't going to work either. And therefore, Drisat Regal answers. Ah, you'll say, let them be Mavato, the Drisat Regal. They can't be Mavato, Mifatza L'Chatzah, because they live in this Chatzah. Only the Chatzah could be Mavato, correct? An individual cannot be Mavato, the Drisat Regal. Come on out. Fine. It just clarifies the issues that are involved over here. Okay. So that means if you put your Erev in another Rishus, you can sometimes cause problems for yourself. Okay? Because you can't, if your Erev is in the other Rishus, it's not going to help for somebody to be Mavato this Rishus now. Because you, by virtue of your having put the Erev in the other Rishus, you're insisting that the other people need to be part of it. But he can't be Mavato to them. Then there's no way out of it. Now the only case is, in the second case, okay, not to Eruvam v'pnimit, we said, if he put the Erev in the inside, both Chatzeros put it in the innermost Chatzer, Shochach Echad Min HaPnimit, and what are the inside guy wasn't b'shtatev. Shteyam asurot. Why? Because who is he supposed to be mevatel to? Liftel ibnei apnimit. There's still the chitzona. The chitzona answers on them, you see. Because over here, the chitzona is part of the pnimit. Because they put their erev in the pnimit. Normally, I would say, who cares about the chitzona? I close my door, and everything is fine. But over here, they put their erev in the pnimit, and I didn't join the Erev, and if I'm a Vatel Rishus, it won't help because all these other guys in the Chatzar Chitzona are also here. So what are you going to say? Let me be a Vatel Rishus to them. I can't, because Ein Bito Rishus Mechatzar Lachatzar. But, if Shachak Echad Min HaChitzona V'lo Erev. Ah! Here is the case in which the Bito of the Chitzona will help to the Pnimi.
Only if he's Mavata.
We'll see later on. It's actually a machlokas, but only with Rabbi Akiva. Only if he's Mavata. But this will have to wait till the end of the week. So there, Bittel will help. Why? Because the Pnimit will be muteret. The Akta, Dasha, or Mishtamsha, they can slam their door. How can they slam their door if they already accepted the Erev from the Chitzona? Because they can say, gentlemen, the Shituf that we made with you was supposed to be advantageous, not disadvantageous. Now if you're going to tell us that because of the fact that we were dumb enough to trust you guys, that you would make an Erev that was going to work and put your Erev in our Rishus. Instead, you left out a guy, and now because of that, you're going to make it impossible for us to carry even in our own Chatzar. You think we're crazy that we would ever have accepted such a thing? The whole thing is a mistake. And it's all your fault. See, in the other case, it's our fault. We can't turn around and say, well, you know, look, when we went and we accepted this shutvis, you know, we thought it would be good. Listen, you should have done it right. Why? Well, you made the Arab, then make sure everybody but this been the Arab. So there they can't say, okay, you know, we're throwing you out. What are you throwing us out? On what basis? But over here, the problem was created by the Chitzona. The Chitzona left the guy out. And the guy that's left out of the Chitzona cannot on his own be Mavato as Rishus to the people in the Pnimit. Because Ein Bit Rishus Mechatz Mechatz. Therefore, the Pnimit can slander door in the face of the Chitzona, throw out the Erev, so to speak. Not physically, because he can't carry from one Rishus to the other. But they can throw out the Erev, and now they're left. It would be Mishtamesh, and the Chitzona is stuck, and they can't do anything. The whole thing that you're saying doesn't quite add up to me. Why can't it really in any of these cases? Let's take the case of Shachach Echad Min HaPnimit. You're saying he can't be Mevatel Rishus to the other people. Why does he have to be Mevatel Rishus to the other people? If he is Mevatel to the Pnimit, so now the Pnimit's Erev is fine because he now became a guest. See, he goes over to one of the guys. There's three guys. He goes over to one guy didn't participate. He goes over to one of the remaining two guys and he says to the remaining one of the guys, he says, you know what, I'm going to be your guest. Instead of my having a separate house, I'm giving you my Rishus I'll be your guest for Shabbos. Fine. So now the two guys who made the Erev are the only people in the Chatzar. This guy is a guest. The Erev is perfectly kosher. It's kosher for everybody. In the same way that he doesn't have to go to every person in the Chatzar and say, I want to be your guest, and I want to be your guest, and I want to be your guest. If he's the guest to one person, so his reshut disappears to that person. So now vis-a-vis the other Chatzar, he becomes not transparent to them. Because he's just a guest. They don't have to know about guests. They don't have to know about separate diurim. So what's the problem? I don't get it, Bechlal. Why don't we just say, lift a high bar pnimit with bnei pnimit, v'teti chitzonah, v'tishrei v'adayu, when the chitzonah doesn't have to know what kind of guests they have in their house. So Rava says, boy, you missed the whole point over here. I mean, you're assuming that the halacha is like Rav Eliezer that we had before, who said that eino tzorich levato reshus v'kol echad v'echad. That the way that bitur reshus would work is that an individual becomes a guest to one other individual. You don't have to say to each person who cuts a gentleman, you have a right to use my reshus. That's not the point. The point is that you disappear, not that you give them additional rights. But that, you're right, 100%. If that was true, if I was going like Rabbi Eliezer, then everything that I said just falls apart. Because everything that I said was based on the problem of a guy being mevatel reshus to someone on the other side. He doesn't have to. You're 100% right. I was going kikamina the rabbanim. The rabbanim say that the way that bitur reshus works is not I become your guest, but rather I offer you a right to use my property. I offer you a right to use my property. So on. So in other words, essentially what I'm doing is I'm creating a sub-Arab within the Arab, because now everybody has a right to my property, so they're all joined through their Arab in my property. But since I can't do that to the people in the other culture as an individual, I can't tell people in another culture you have a right to my property. Well, right, well, right. Well, I mean, I believe in you live in your culture. So therefore, your Erev with the other Chatzar is all messed up now. That's the whole thing that I was basing my mimer on, says Rav. Obviously, if I held like Rav Eliezer, I might as well have shut up. But I'm trying to figure out a way in which it would work to say Chatzar l'Chatzar in both directions, in which the Chitzonah can be Mavata to the Pnimit in the same way that Pnimit was able to be Mavata to Drisus Rego to the Chitzonah. The only way that such a thing works is the way I described it, and that would have to be done like Rav Eliezer. V'chol sharir v'kayam. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.